Blog Talk Radio.
Following is suitable for everyone. This is something everybody should listen to. Everybody should get involved with. Everybody should be a part of. So please listen to him. My name is Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is one only organic okay. And you are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You.
Yes, this is comedian organic okay. Now that's one thing. When you're at a place and you're truly seeing happiness. But if those are not seeing happiness, understand the conversation of happiness. Sometimes it's just the unclear location of, you know, satisfying the greatness within you that people cannot locate, because if they could, they would bring down your actual, you know, quality and just give you quantity. You know, and that's the thing. You got to know the difference between something is not just sounding good, because one time you do get people that tell you something that sounds very good. That's why it gets your attention. But then you say, hold on a minute. If I look at the investment of something that didn't sound good but was helpful, after you got through it a lot of times, but this is the thing, if you don't want to take the credit, why would you want a person to go to the opposition of something that, even if it makes them better, they would say, couldn't we do it the way that's more convenient and still have the same ability within desire? So, no. See, character is built when you have opposition. So that builds the actual leverage. It actually builds the altitude of your esteem, because esteem is what puts the pressure behind your backside. Excuse me, I got a little taken away. So what I'm telling you is so many ways that people have made invention and have made things that work for people. Then you see those things are being carried out. People are trying to modify those things for maybe space they're trying to make. So I'm like, hey, we just tear this amazing piece of equipment up so I can make more space. But why do you want to get rid of this? What is this better than that product? Well, I can buy another one. See, when people start using your ability to inform information, is this disposable like that? Forget how much work and how much effort that this freedom actually marinated, right, on this actual austerity. On these things, you see the solution. There was so many times when people was locked in that space of the opposition. So when you actually get to open it up, and it's got all this potent ability of love and caring and all these elegant things, that people's spirit is truly looking into this moment as they fade out to this ability, saying, hold this moment, take this picture of my soul, take this picture of my love, take this picture of my idea, and give it to the person you feel in the great being to carry on this. Because their desires, their cleanliness, they're willing to figure it out. They're willing to care. They're willing to figure your love is a part of what I need to be attached to. I'm not isolated. I'm in VIP of love. I'm in VIP and caring. Oh, am I getting a little bit too close to you? Is the heat that I'm carrying, is it making your temperature overheat? Well, we have ice packs over there. If you want some dry ice for those that sprawling, we got some of that too. I'm going to pass it on because I get a little bit taken away by the desire of the teasing that the evil always presenting to distract you with. And so, dude.
Hey. Okay, so anywho, really, at the time, I got to say this, and I mean this. If you want a person to be a person who is love, a little bit more light, it's so simple. I mean, basically simple.
One of the main things you do, when you pause a long time, people's mind become disorientated from not hearing the message. Now, if someone you was pinning on hold and said, I'll be right back, and you left and people was trying to do something, that's how your conversation sounds. It sounds like you're going to come right back. People's mind is not operating everybody. Now, for those that hear what you're saying, think like the way you think, and that's cool. And you're making them see that, that's cool. But you must turn around and see yourself and see things that you weren't told. Don't sit there and be dead. You're not trying to hide from the bear. Come on, man, you're living.
All right, living. Now, one question out there, and ask yourself, are you really living? Somebody is saying, I'm in pain. I must be living. Living isn't just about pain. It's not just about suffering. And you notice that, basically, as you get older a lot, you start feeling a lot more pain in all different forms. But it's fascinating being an adult gets to you. So what is the answer? What is it? Well, here it is. First of all, okay, take a moment to reflect. Learn how to basically disconnect some pain. Not to focus on it so much. Second of all, keep in mind that basically, the reason you're in pain is because life, your body, everything about your life is trying to tell you something. It's trying to tell you that it's basically time to take a different action and go in a different direction. Some people are so settled, they're too afraid to change, they're too afraid of that moment, that divine moment. I'm here to tell you that you can turn around for a more positive outcome in every aspect. So if you can attack every single aspect of your life in a nutshell, you can basically change everything about your life. Well, maybe keep the stuff you want to. Better yourself. Everything can better. Say it with me. Everything can be better.
Everything can be better.
It can. Okay, first, take a moment to ask yourself, what do I want to change in the here and now? Now, well, you can just smile for a moment. That can help. And also, one of the things that really helps is, okay, standing up a little straight, throwing your shoulders back, a little bit of powerful posture. First of all, focus on a goal that you really want to have tonight, something that you know can do good for you, and whatever. You know, I'm going to do it right now. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to try to see if I can have to. I'm not going to try to finish it. I'm going to do it right now. I mean, I can start making the money that I want to make. I can start having the job career that I pick. I can start basically spending time with people I want to. I can make sure the more blessed people on this earth know my name. I am one of them. Once again, you're asking how. Well, first of all, you have to ask yourself, what are your goals? What are your accomplishments? What is it you're trying to accomplish? What is it that you need? Some people are so happy just being settled. You know, they want to stay in a single spot and just appear there. It's comfortable. It's easy. It's a little bit more fun. You know, it's not some people are too afraid to get on that trip. They'll start basically running, take personal steps. And you don't just have to run in place. No. You can basically be better. Let's start with your health, for example. Do you have the kind of physique and welfare that you want?
Okay. Hey, everybody. Yep. Hey, this is Comedian Organic OK.
And this is Talk Dude.
And
you are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You.
The program is exactly what it is. Okay.
Take a moment. Take a deep breath. That's straight. And ask yourself, what do you want right now? What are you dying for? Look. Even if it's something as simple as making a few extra dollars in your paycheck, there are ways to do this, okay? Stop investing. Everyone's trying to do that now. Having a solid 9-to-5 job and whatever, trying to basically save money in your apartment, get a house, whatever, yeah, that's not really such the way anymore, not in this country. Better yourself. A lot of people might say, I guess I'm happy where I am. I mean, safe. I know it. Don't do it because you're safe and comfortable. Do it because you want more. You can be better than this. You can be better than you are. One of the most terrifying things is to basically, when you're on in years, when you're basically reaching middle age, you're having a crisis, you know?
Okay.
I didn't do enough in my life. I didn't accomplish it. I didn't try. I didn't indulge in other things.
It's not a stand-up comedy bit. Take a vacation.
No, this is not a stand-up comedy bit. This is motivational speaking.
Go ahead, man. I'm just talking. Keep going.
This is motivational speaking. This is satisfying the greatness within you. That's what we are doing
here. Satisfy yourself. But don't forget us.
Satisfy others also.
Come on now. We listening. Come on. Don't stop.
Okay, another thing. And this is the most important part. This is the most important part. Remember that you can get what you deserve. You deserve better. You can get better. You can find better.
You can find better. How do you, can you tell them, talk dude, as you ask me these questions, how do you find that?
Well, okay, first of all, ask yourself, what are your goals? What is it I want? Get a pen and paper right now and write them down. Okay, don't bother to ask how first. Just get all that on paper real quick. Think about it. What, real fast. What? Feel it. Just feel it. Don't think of feel. What do I want? Okay, write that at the top. What do I want? And then one by one, write point after bullet point, bullet point of goals for yourself, things that you feel like you need in life. Now, not everything is going to come easier if you have more money in the bank, but there are certain things. It's about taking action in every form. This isn't about making your bank account bigger, about basically in a high, being a higher tax bracket.
No,
it's primarily about what is it I need and I want out of life. How can I be better? How can I get a better life?
Take a breath, sir. Come on now. Take a breath. Take a breath.
How can I get a better life than people might think I'm entitled to, even I think I deserve? How do I get all of what I want?
See, this right here, this is dedication right here. He's so dedicated. He just put his conversation on cruise control. It's like it became a marathon. He's not going to stop.
Yeah. Think of marathons. That's another one right there. Okay, listen. Those marathons, those triathlons, running and track.
I feel like I'm sitting here in a jukebox that won't stop playing on cruise control. Can somebody donate some coins? Can someone? Do anyone have any coins?
I was still basically on my rant of greater community helping, but if you want to continue, go right ahead.
I'm trying to. You hear me talking? I'm talking not just to breathe. I'm talking because I need to talk. Everyone, I'm here. Comedian Organic OK. I had to pitch some advertisement almost as a protest to be able just to speak a little bit. See, what happens is, in your true spirit of happiness, every time you're happy, it shouldn't be at the dispendiment. You know what I'm saying? At the dispendiment. Okay. Because it's like change bouncing off of your hand. When someone doesn't give you respect by giving you a change in your hand, they throw it at your hand. This is conversation-wise. And mentally, this sentiment conversation. Person do not truly care about your words. Back to as we're going back to the conversation with Talk Dude. This is an interview behind the scenes. As you will hear the sound effects of the words that's coming out of his mouth, so like a bunch of, you know, animals in the wild eat on the victims. Is a prayer. No, Talk Dude. Let's go into a little bit. Is there any way that you truly can tell them something that you truly deserve to be known for more than you truly expressing yourself?
Okay.
Can you tell them?
Well, that's the thing. So many of us don't think that we deserve success or deserve happiness. I mean, so many of us say, oh, you know, I want this, I need it, but I don't know how to get it. Maybe I'm just not meant to basically wish for that breath.
Right. Maybe I'm just not meant.
Those people are normally the people that deserve it more than everybody, bro. That's like you look at history, the people that deserve the information, deserve the spotlight, deserve all the. It's always been the people. It's always in a sense, you know, positioning themselves in a way that they are using you to be the trash that filters the cleanliness that's in their life. So if you was licking the clean table and you was making the table dirty, it wouldn't be your concern about a clean table. It'd be a concern about being dirty, right? But the concern of the cleanliness is the opposition that it has to maintain. That's so much responsibility, right? Now, people would say this. I'm dirty, but I don't want to be dirty, and I care about cleanliness. See, the thing is, when you get caught up in other people's conversation, if you're eating your food, if someone waiting in line for their food, and they start eating on your food, does that actually clear your appetite? Yeah, it do. It clears your appetite, and you may be hostile, and maybe, you know, confrontational when someone take the opportunity to just pounce on your meal for your own idea of being full. And so often, I've been in a lot of compassion, different kind of places where people try to neuter your spirit for something that technically, if fair is fair, right? Right is right, right? If those things are sitting right there on the side of you, how can they sit there and modify the pin on the left side of you? It's a difference. If you're on the left side and right is on the right side of you, why is all the time it's on the left side? Make sense?
Yeah. Hey. Yes, yes, yes. Look, what's fair is fair. What's right is right. That's why they call it fair and right. And often, as I said, people aren't getting that because they basically are stuck in the whole life isn't fair routine. Woe is me. And I don't know. I just don't know how to get what it is that I want. Some people don't even want to get too motivated because they can find success.
They steal it from you, and they don't know how they're going to steal it from you. That's what they're telling you a lot of times. How can I steal from you, man? Show me how to steal from you. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's what you want. They want ideas to figure out how to exterminate your spirit. How do you live? Because isn't that a way, when you're trying to kill a robot, what you try to do? Try to figure out how the hell can I kill this? And you're experimenting with destroying this, right? And people want you to experiment for them on what can destroy you. You don't know it. You wonder why things you do so often don't necessarily benefit you when you're doing certain things because people have put it into play for you to be exterminated by you doing the research, being a guinea pig of words and their expression of, oh, thank you. And you don't know it. Why is it hurting you so much to be happy? Because it's unclear, this unhappiness that's in the desire of unhappy people that's pulling at your soul. And you're working all the time. It's like, more you work out, the more you feel pain, right?
Yeah.
But more happiness is clear of that. You see the ability that's so transparent to your thoughts that you don't have to get other people's opinion, especially when it's aligned in the right lane, when it's aligned in the right direction of where things are supposed to be going down to. Right? Now, we're going to give it back to Talk Dubai. I'll pass it right back.
Okay. Let me start again. Now, do you love yourself? The first step is you got to basically make sure you have self-love. You have to have self-worth, self-validation, self-something, self-love. Self-love. I know that term can be taken a million different ways, but no. I'm talking about self-validation before you take a step. Have that. Have that in your life. Have that. Now, because you see, here's the catch. You need that before you take those steps.
Can you tell the people?
No, because it's true. Because, you see, you don't want to turn into one of those people who basically, you know, there are people who basically have all the money you can imagine, all the wealth, all the prosperity, all the capital, and they're full of a sense of self-emptiness.
The one thing that compromises their soul is you have to sometimes get direct to the actual information that is showing in the trash. Sometimes you have to give them the actual, like, when you see somebody, the restaurant open up to serve coffee or serve something that you just literally want to have, you smell it, right? Sometimes you're not allowing people to smell the actual experience, and you're giving them too many things that almost robotish, right? And it's like, that's your process. You're not supposed to give them your process where the actual, it's like your home, right? When you invite somebody to your home, that's a guest. When someone lives in your home based on maybe a partnership or relative because you take care of them, that's a family member. But when people come to your house unwanted and just without you actually inviting them and just walk into your door, break in, guess what they're doing? You're inviting people in to steal. You don't want people to steal your ideas, do you? You want them to actually appreciate it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so when you're talking to people, you're talking to them almost like, you know, and this is what I want you to understand. If you start being direct to what you want people to hear from your abilities, not what they've been compromising you and not allowing you to talk. If you get direct to what you want them to learn, what you want to learn, then you're not wasting time in between the things that get people positioned to push you out of your own ability to understand. Like, if you had a pair of sweatpants and a person is six times too big for the sweatpants, got in a sweatpants and ripped your sweatpants, and you look at them, wouldn't you be uncomfortable? But to them, they say, oh, I stretched them just how I wanted them. You got to understand, when it's to the point where you can't understand the, you know, the image of what you're trying to present, then you got to understand how is that reflecting your happiness, right? The happiness part is just for others, but if you understand happiness for yourself, you reflect on others because you understand how it feels for you. But when you're always saying these things that you truly cannot really reflect in because it's almost like having your money in your hand. If you have money in your hand, somebody makes you run past and try to steal out the hand. So you have to go about things in a way where you can be efficient, not be exploiting, but at the same time, understand how you're exploring your actual vision. All right, Talk Dude, I will be back in a few moments. Everybody, listen to Comedian Talk Dude. Now, today is more of the day that we are looking in our abilities as we are shopping for the nutrition and shopping for the inventory of our space where we're going to be traveling, where we're going to be happy, and how people want to implement the things that we are living into our existence. Everybody, look at your moment, look at the reflection, look in the design of what you think you can do, and look at what's inside of the design to show you more of what you're already portraying in your life and what's been already wrote through your sign. Of what you've been doing. You've been doing sign language to people's hearts all along with your conversation, your personality, and how you look. Everybody, I know I'm saying something that's getting somewhere, that's opened up something, that's getting back to you. Because what it's doing is reflecting the love that you're reaching out, and the things that you're trying to be cold about is because you are cool because so much love has been shared with you with dessert. Now, everybody, reflect and come back to the comedian we know as Talk Dude.
Okay, now, where else do I begin? Athletes tend to have the right attitude, the right mentality, pushing yourself to that greater good, pushing yourself to something about absolute excellence, that teamness, that camaraderie, and that is the solution in life. It's true.
The only thing stronger than us is you.
Now, you see, you find that greater goodness. You find that goodness. You find that sense of self-worth. You find it. You find it. Now,
come on now. Don't
you need that right attitude. You need that attitude. You need that sort of desire.
He's working so hard, man. He's falling asleep. But come on, don't fall asleep. I can let you drive and be mostly drunk.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Do it. Athletes have the right mentality. The right goal, the right focus. I'm going to try to push myself towards the goal. Life is like that. The solution to life is in this athleticism, is in this point, is in this what have you. You've got to embrace it.
Now,
keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. How to take the ball, that alpha male mentality, take the ball and put it in the goal. You need that. That will help you reach all your goals, all of them.
Thank you, Top
Dude. Now, keep that in mind. You know what? Fill up your bio a little bit. One thing else, first thing in the morning, okay, try to get up early.
I'm getting up early right now. It's up now. I'm up now, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm in the moment.
Get to bed early. Go to bed early. Get up early. Take a moment. A little bit of transcendental meditation. Positive thinking. Keep your eyes closed. They say when you pray to whatever deity you believe in. When you meditate, you listen. When you pray, you talk to whatever deity you believe in. When you meditate, you listen. The key is listen.
Yes, it's a necessity. It helps you get closer to your goals. Get closer to your needs, your wants, your whims, your everything.
There you go.
Closer.
Every talk dude right there. Everybody, this is comedian talk dude, and he's originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but he's going to be debuting some amazing moments of this actual podcast on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Thank you, Mr. Talk Dude. Thank everyone out there for listening. Are you listening? Listen to your moments of your thoughts. Is it reflecting you? Are you reflecting others that are reflecting inside of your thoughts? And as they itch the actual part of you that needs to be touched correctly and massaged, therapeutically massaged all those things that you call your life. If you fix everything in your life, would your life be correct? Or would your life be cost of time because you didn't clean the things that need to be done correctly? You must understand the cost contamination, how when you don't do things as it needs to be done, at the time it needs supposed to be done, then you wake up so many times with cost contamination in your times. Oh, I didn't mean to get so personal to your time. I didn't mean to get all in. I'm listening to your vibration level. And it's telling me you're about to let go. And you're not on the commode. That's a private time. You're not in the outhouse. And it's not manure that's going into the soil. I'm trying to figure out why am I smelling all this right now. This comedian organic okay. And I've been talking on the show. It's called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Is that a coincidence? Man, this is organic. So when we talk about organic, you like to express this non-cause contamination experience and make your life a little bit more durable. Thank everyone. This is comedian Organic OK. And I've been talking on the show. It's called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. You know? And the co-host is comedian Talk Dude. Talk Dude been expressing his words. He's like, call in! Call in! And I'm saying, man, when they call in, they're calling for an order or something that they truly appear on that screen. We make that. We see that list. It's like, hey, this is the order. Wow, we give it to them in the architect way of their ability and let that senator come back out and touch open, get all over that. And that's what we call living inside of your greatness, opening up to the sounds of letting that out. That's the caffeine that we're trying to let out. It's gas. You're holding so much. You've been meaning so much. You've been sitting there trying to focus, be concentrated. But you're more constipated. Now, let's get back to the comedian co-host, Talk Dude. Now, tell them, as you wrap this show platform up, tell them the final word that you'd like to express at this moment.
Okay, we're on the net. Check us out. And don't just listen. Call in. But also, at the same time, as you're listening, obey. It's not enough to just listen to these things. These things are going to help you take action. You have to take a little bit of that action every single day. A lot of it. There's a way. There is a way. That personal greatness can be found. It can be found.
Everybody, I've been listening to your ideas. What you've been telling me, how we can be we, how we can share the satisfying, the greatness within our life. And I've been listening to how we've been reflecting. I've been listening to how the patience is more of the opportunities that opens up the experience. And I want to say to you, I want to say to you, I want to say from me, from us, to we, as we achieve these things, as our life, we look in the deep moments, we see the pain, we see where there's no way to look because there's nothing to show the examples that we have not been taught. But you want to tell you something? You've been jumping into the water and you've been swimming better than you never know you can swim. And you have been thinking you're going to the bottom, but guess what? You are coming up out. You're at the top, and the life is in you. The desire that's coming through you is something that's more than you ever can imagine because that is another part of you that's birthing the opportunity. Comedian Organic OK, and I'd like to say good night. And Talk Dude, let him go.
Good night.